Lord God, we thank you for today. Thank you for the many blessings that you provide for us. We pray that you will give us open hearts and open minds to hear your words this morning. Thank you that you are a loving and sovereign God. We give thanks for sending your one and only Son, Jesus, to die for us. I pray that these words this morning will bring glory to you. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, for people who don't know me, my name is Damien, but most of the people here in this church call me Damo. And I've been attending this church for 16 years now. Today, we're going to be looking at Philippians 3:10. And what a great verse it is. The verse, I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of his resurrection and participation in his sufferings, becoming like him in his death. Do you have anyone in your circle of friends or acquaintances whom you can say that you really know them? There are lots of people that I count as true friends, and I know lots about them. I may know their favourite football team, their birthday, their favourite holiday destination, or what job that they do. The question is, do I really know them in the sense of understanding what makes them tick, what choices they will make, how faithful they are, how will they respond in certain situations, where do their loyalties lay? For I know them by facts or by experiences. Or is it something that they've told me? Or perhaps I know because I've lived it with them. I know a lot of facts about one of my favourite football players, Sam Burgess from the Rabbitohs. He's a fantastic player. Yes, I've met him. I've even shaken his hand. He's won a premiership with South back in 2014, but I don't know him. To know him, I would have to be in a relationship to him. Consider my relationship with my beautiful wife, Christine. I know more about her than most of you here, which is obvious, as I've been married to her for almost 20 years. And I know her height, I know her birthday, her favourite things, the things that really annoy her. And no, it isn't me. The jobs that she's held previously, I know her family, where she's lived growing up, I know the places she went on holidays when she was younger with her family. I know all these facts about her life. In addition to these facts, I could tell you stories that display her character, how she lovingly looked after children as a nanny in her younger years, and how God worked in her life, how she raises our children, and all these stories would give you insight into who she is, more than the list of facts. But still, even after hearing all the stories, you won't really know her. To know her, you would have to be in a relationship with her. Furthermore, I know her not because I know all these facts about her or because I can tell stories about her. I know her because for 22 years in total, we've been in a relationship, sharing many joys and sorrows together as a husband and wife team. I have seen her lift me up when I'm hurt and stand by me even when she disagrees with me. I've seen her support me with all her strength in all that she does. And so, do I know her? Absolutely. I know a lot of facts about her, but knowing her is much more than knowing facts about her life. Knowing God is much more than knowing facts about God. How can we come into this deep personal relationship with God? Really knowing something or someone is much more than an accumulation of facts. Really knowing involves the heart more than the head. This is the knowledge that the Apostle Paul is speaking of that he seeks after in regards to Christ. I want to know Christ. Knowing Christ is personal. This is the difference between us and the world. It's very possible to know about Christ and not know Christ. Many people know about a historical Jesus, but do they know the personal Jesus? In addition, sadly, most of the world may know something about Jesus, but they don't know the risen Lord Jesus, why he died for you and me. My question to you today is, do you have a personal relationship with Jesus, or do you just know things about him? We should desire a deep personal knowledge of Christ. And how is this achieved? To know Christ, this is the passionate goal towards which we ought to be setting our own lives, because Christ is what it's all about. To gain everything and not have Christ is to have nothing. To lose everything and gain Christ is to have everything. The Apostle Paul is a good example of this. He gave up status, prestige, wealth, comfort, and even family because he considered and knew that Christ is the one thing of supreme value And folks and friends, it truly is. From 2 Peter 3:1-18, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. In our walk with Jesus, we get to know him better through his word and prayer. And choosing to walk this life with him, hand in hand, is a very special and what an awesome privilege this is, being able to walk with our Lord and Saviour. I've been privileged to know Christ for 16 years now, but it is in sorrow, loss, and suffering that I've come to know him best as my comforter. In times of need, I've found out he is my provider. In persecution, I've learnt that he's a friend that sticks closer to me than anyone. In times of attack, I've come to appreciate that he's my defender. And in times of distress, I've seen that he's my deliverer. Knowing God is more important than wisdom or strength or riches. Think about the people who are most admired in this world, whether it be world leaders or sports stars. We tend to admire those who are bright, intelligent, and have great knowledge, or those who are physically gifted in strength, talent, or beauty, or those who have amassed great wealth. The world constantly tells us to aspire to gain these things. Look after yourself. Be number one. But the Lord says through Jeremiah that none of these are of great importance. What matters most than anything else is understanding and knowing the Lord Yahweh, the covenant God who delights in kindness, justice and righteousness. And this prominence of knowing God carries over into the Gospels. And Jesus himself, on the night prior to his death, prays for his followers, saying from John 17, verse 3, "Now this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Eternal life? What eternal life is what? Knowing God, knowing Jesus. Without knowing him, there is no true life. Peter also emphasised this point from 2 Peter 1:3. His divine power has given us everything we need for life and godliness through our knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Our knowledge of him leads to his empowering us with everything we need for life and godliness. John makes a similar point near the close of his first letter from 1 John 5:20. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, even in his Son Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. In the New Testament Gospels and letters written by Paul and Peter and John, they all agree that knowing God and knowing Jesus is central. Christ died as a necessary sacrifice for our sins, but he's been raised to life. His resurrection is absolutely vital. As Paul says, he was raised to life because of our justification. When Jesus died, God laid on him the iniquity of us all, the punishment that all of us deserve for our sins. Had there been anything lacking in Jesus' sacrifice, if his blood had lacked the power to cancel the penalty for anyone's sin, God could not have raised him. In that case, God's justice would not have allowed him to raise Jesus from the dead. But the very fact of the resurrection shows once and for all that Jesus' sacrifice is all that is necessary to pay the penalty for my sin and for yours. Whenever Satan accuses us, saying, "God could never forgive you for what you've done, and think about how terrible you are," we can say, "Jesus rose from the dead. Jesus rose from the dead because I am justified. Having believed in Jesus, I am righteous in God's eyes." That is the power of the resurrection. Sin has a hold on us all. Without God, we are slaves to sin. But Christ, through his death and resurrection, frees us from the power of sin. Paul puts it this way at the end of Romans 4:25. "He was delivered over to death because of our sins and raised to life because of our justification." So, do you know this Jesus? Do you believe that he rose from the dead? Has he been working in your heart? Do you know the power of the resurrection in your life? Or have you allowed Satan to continue to control you when you don't need to? My brothers and sisters, Christ is risen from the dead. believe it, know it, rejoice in him. Amen.